Hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour on this Monday, this magnificent, beautiful, sunny, blue skies. Going to be 55 degrees, no wind. Looking out the studio window, absolutely no wind. The leaves are not moving, the trees are not swaying, the branches are not wiggling. Beautiful, sunny day. I got all my yard cleaned up, leaves blowing on Saturday. Unbelievable. Unbelievable the amount of leaves. I want to thank my neighbor, Kevin. He got one of these nine-horse push-pull machines that you roll back and forth with the wheels. And I found out something. I learned something. Landscaped while I was in high school, did not know this. Well, this thing was not only a blower, but a leaf dryer. The leaves were wet on the bottom. The top layer blew immediately, but then I got down into those wet, soggy leaves that were laying on the ground the longest. This thing would start to roll them back, and they would hit mass where they were so heavy, the machine would not move them. Well, I learned to just leave it on there for about 45 seconds, a minute. And because of the air moving over the wet leaves, they literally dried out, and literally a dam would burst. And those wet, soggy base leaves would just blow away. Cleaned up the entire yard. I can't believe how many tanks of gas I went through. Just running through the yard, just blowing my brains out, literally, with the leaves. Spent the entire day. Started at 10 o'clock in the morning until dark. Finally got it done about 5:30. Yard, street, sidewalks, porch, put the porch furniture away from the front porch, stored it for winter, got it all done on Saturday. Yesterday was football. Lions destroyed the Jaguars. Jacksonville's getting a new head coach as a result of the game, I'm sure. 645 yards of offense. Unbelievable. I think seven straight possessions ending in touchdowns. 49 points. Unbelievable. Just manhandled Jacksonville. Looking so much forward to their games coming up, especially on Thanksgiving. Hosting the Chicago Bears. Oh, yeah, this is going to be a good game. Officer Rick at the school today, acting as a school cop, said that is awesome for us and Doc Sherry. Greg says it's foggy where he's at, can't see 100 feet. Yep, absolutely. It's going to be a beautiful day, though. Anita down in Florida, fabulous announcement for Doc Sherry. I'll be praying for her and the others. Absolutely. It was so interesting to see the woman, I forget her name, the anchor now who subs in and does Meet the Press. She was the NBC correspondent that hosted one of the debates. Anyway, long story short, she tried to spin it the best way she could in being negative toward Trump, his administration, his picks for his cabinet. And Brasso didn't take the bait. One of the things she questioned him on was deportation of the illegals that are here, the bad people, the really bad people, the criminals, the people that are murdering and raping. Donald Trump is going after them and going to deport them. She threw out some ridiculous number. I don't know where this came from. I don't know how she calculated it. I don't know what bureaucratic agency gave her this information. But she said to Senator Brasso that if Donald Trump holds true to his campaign commitment, where he plans to deport 1 million bad illegals from this country, round them up and ship them out, to get rid of 1 million would cost, listen to this, she said, $88 billion with a B dollars. Where are you going to get the money to pay for that? Well, she spoke, allegedly, she claims, directly to President-elect Donald Trump before her show on Sunday, Meet the Press. She said she spoke directly with him, had him on the phone. She said, Mr. President, where are you going to get that kind of money for your mass deportation of these illegals, the bad people here in our country? She says, quote, and this is a quote supposedly right from Donald Trump, and I kind of believe it because he repeats himself. It's just a New York Bronx real estate shtick that Donald Trump talks in. He said, there is no price tag. At this point, things are so bad that money is not a concern. There is no price tag. Whatever it takes to round these people up and get them the hell out of our country, we're going to do it. Quote, unquote, said Donald Trump. She had it on the screen. Donald Trump told her that. He doesn't care about the money. He doesn't care about the cost. He cares about the American people. He cares about our safety. And he said that these bad people are going to be rounded up and absolutely removed out of our country. Well, then, of course, they go into their shtick about, well, what about their families? You know, their wives and their children that may be here. No, stop. Stop, stop, stop. First of all, the majority, a large portion of these people are military age men. They don't have families. They don't have wives. They cross the border illegally. They're gang members. Some of them, as Donald Trump says, are released from prisons in South America, Mexico, wherever the heck they're coming from. Some of them even coming from China. Some of them even coming from the Middle East. Well, with Tom Homan going to be his secretary, in charge of, I should say, the border czar, working with ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, they together are going to round these people up and get them out of here. Well, this is all part of the approval process. You have got to pray, folks, for the U.S. senators to absolutely have the courage and the spine to stand up to the resistance that's coming. And what is that resistance? The media. The Democrats. The state-owned media in this country are going to go after these senators, going to go after Trump's appointees, going to hold up the process. Now, here's the difference. And I found this to be very interesting in watching these news shows. Donald Trump, being a newbie to the White House when he was sworn in on January 20th of 2017, did not have his cabinet lined up. Some of his appointments, some of his nominees, didn't even get a hearing for over a year. Some of them, it took so long to fill the people he put up, asked them to serve, they moved on. Sorry, Mr. President, I can't wait. I gotta move on with my life. I gotta earn a living. That's not gonna happen this time. Donald Trump knows exactly how the game is played. And I believe this election was a mandate for him to have control of the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House. And knowing the process that you have got to have your nominees put out there ahead of time so that they can have hearings on them starting January 1st, January 2nd. When they get sworn in the U.S. Senate, they're ready to go. New Year's Day, college football, time with the family. But guess what? You need to get a flight to Washington, D.C. at 5 a.m., 6 a.m. the next morning. On January 2nd, they're hitting the ground running. And by the time Donald Trump is sworn in on January 20th, the majority, the most important key players of his cabinet, will be in place. You've heard the appointments he's made. This is going to be a administration on a mission. The clock is ticking from day one. Donald Trump now realizes exactly how fast those 4 years go by. He understands the game. He is not listening to Reince Priebus, the RNC person who basically was his chief of staff. Are you kidding me? Listening to him recommend people, Jeff Sessions, to be his attorney general? No. Matt Gaetz will be his attorney general. A rabid attorney, prosecutor background, is going to be his attorney general. Pete Hegseth, in charge of our military. Secretary of Defense. Oh, man, the list goes on and on and on. Governor Mike Huckabee, ambassador to Israel. RFK, oh man, I'm excited to watch this process. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of hour number one. A couple of text messages. Why couldn't Dr. Sherry be the Secretary of Health and Human Services? Well, because Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was running for president. He first tried to run with the Democrats. They were not interested. They shunned him. They kicked him out, basically, from participating to run for president against Biden at the time. He then left the Democrat Party, ran as an independent, collected signatures, got on the ballot. Then, when he saw the writing on the wall that he didn't have any clear path to winning, he reached out to Donald Trump. They talked. Robert Kennedy, very smart guy when it comes to health, dealing with farmers, toxic soils, fertilizers, GMOs, the ingredients in our foods, warning about vaccinations, being an attorney, understanding the process, him and Trump negotiated what's called a quid pro quo. You drop out of the race, you endorse me, you campaign for me, you help me win, I'll put you in my cabinet. Don't know if it was promised ahead of time because that's illegal, but I'm sure the conversation was had in some way, shape, or form. And after talking to his team and his advisors, they said Kennedy, being Secretary of Health and Human Services, overseeing all these bureaucratic agencies, dealing with FEMA, the FDA, the USDA, all of that, make America healthy again. Well, that was the deal. Sherry, as a medical doctor, probably more obviously experienced in dealing with disease in the treatment thereof than Kennedy. But she's on the team. And her specialty is incidents, disasters. She knows how to fly in and set up camp. She's done it. I'm absolutely thrilled for her. I'm thrilled for us. I'm thrilled for our country. Because with her in that position, absolutely, absolutely going to be a phenomenal person on that cabinet. Captain Jeff reporting in for duty this morning in Cedarville. Regarding the cost to deport the illegals, one way to get them out of our country is to make it toxic for people to hire them here in our country. Fine companies $25,000 for each illegal employed. Companies will not hire any illegal if it starts to cost them money. Americans will have more jobs available to them, and illegals will have nowhere to go to work. They will leave just like the way they got here. Start walking. Well, first of all, Donald Trump and Tom Homan's focused because of speeches and things they've said. They're going after the bad guys first. The bad guys don't work. They rob, they steal, they rape, they murder. This is the gang type of people they're going after. The MS-13 and other gang members, and how do we know who they are? Just look at their tattoos. These people are clearly marked. We know exactly who they are. Just look at their tats. Many of them have already been apprehended and are in the system for rape, murder, and other things. Guess what? They're out of here. As far as down the food chain, Jeff, what you're referring to, I agree with 100%. If they're taking American jobs, find the companies that hire them. That's exactly the issue that has happened right here in the state of Michigan over the years. Illegal workers on certain farms have been targeted. Raids have taken place. Give us their work papers, their work visas. Well, we don't have any for them. So you're hiring illegals? They were shipped out. The businesses were fined. We already know that history. That goes back decades. We've been dealing with that, especially up here in North Country. Cherries, grapes, apples, we've dealt with it everywhere. Another component, Downstate Kim. RFK Jr. has been quite successful going after a big government. He exposed the children's vaccinations in the past 30 years that were never tested. None of the children vaccines that were tested over the past 30 years, he's gone after them and sued. Exposed it all. Alternative health coming to America. We're going to talk about that with Missy from My Pure Health Solutions in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your